Coming up on Red and Gold, we feature Chiefs superhuman linebacker Justin Houston.
Vic in the 2 minute drill is engulfed and eaten alive by Justin Houston.
Oh, man.
Then I catch up with running backs coach Eric Bieniemy.
Always knew he could run the ball, but having that opportunity to work with him and watching the things that he did, but there's so many things that he can improve upon. I think he can be so much better.
That's what I'm talking about.
Plus, we've got the Chiefs wired for sound.
Kansas City picks it up on the fumble. It was Eric Berry, and the Chiefs get a takeaway.
Give me that ball, Eli. Give me that ball, Eli. Give me that ball, Eli.
It's all next on this edition of Red and Gold.
Across the 40, Charles is going to go. See you later.
Hey, Chiefs fans, welcome to Red and Gold. I'm your host, Rachel Sanchi. In 2013, the Chiefs saw a defensive resurgence under first-year coordinator Bob Sutton. Throughout the season, the Chiefs' defense was dominant, breaking up 47 sacks, 21 interceptions, and forcing 14 fumbles. One of the leaders of that defense is third-year linebacker Justin Houston, and he's the focus of this week's Player Spotlight.
Going into the season, I felt like Justin Houston was on his way to becoming one of the best pass rushers in the AFC.
You could see it, especially in flashes the last few years, of that explosion, relentless pass rush.
He's sacked back at the 33-yard line. Houston gets his second of the day.
We'd seen glimpses of the ability to get to the quarterback, but when Bob Sutton came in as the defensive coordinator, you knew that they wanted to really elevate their pass rush.
With some experience under his belt, he felt like Justin Houston was going to have a breakout 2013.
Back to throw, Gabbert. In trouble, sack! The Chiefs sack him at the 13-yard line. Justin Houston.
They release the tight end, Gabbert. In trouble, sack!
There he goes for the fourth time in this game. Justin Houston's got his second sack.
I think that first game against Jacksonville, you know, he was just unblockable. It was just this combination of size and strength.
Snap back to Gabbert. And trouble, another sack.
Oh, man.
Gabbert has no chance. Justin Houston gets his third sack of the game.
The moment where you realized that Justin Houston was this wow player, this unstoppable force on the defense, was against Philadelphia.
I love this, man. It's a dream, man. It's a dream. You live for this moment. You live for this moment. I love this, man.
That Thursday night game against Philadelphia when Houston had 4.5 sacks, you realize, okay, he's going to have a special season. This guy is clearly going to be a Pro Bowler and can't be blocked.
Vic in the 2 minute drill is engulfed and eaten alive by Justin Houston. Oh. He had nowhere to go. Justin Houston's got his second sack. And now a fumbled snap. A fumbled snap at midfield. Justin Houston has recovered a bad snap.
The storyline going into the Philadelphia game was Chip Kelly's amazing. They're going to wear defenses out. And that's not what happened. Justin Houston was in the backfield, dominating offensive linemen.
Mike Vick is a guy that's as elusive as any quarterback out there. And not only was he able to track him down and get the sacks, but he was also able to keep him from making plays with his legs, just evading and getting outside on him. That's a rare talent that you can play it safe and know that we're going to keep the guy pinned in against the run, but also go beyond that and actually sack the quarterback on top of it.
Justin Houston is kicking his feet on the ground. He has not moved. Medical staff tending to him right now.
Tom Bahali already seriously injured, and now Justin Houston in depth being tested at outside linebacker, but you're losing two of the premier players in the National Football League.
I don't think it's an exaggeration at all to say that that changed the season.
When a guy like Justin Houston goes down to injury, you know, a team can become left-handed.
You can't put it all on Justin, but the fact is when he went down in that San Diego game, the Chargers had 3 points in 28 minutes, and then they scored 38 points in 32 minutes.
The reality of the NFL is the special players create mismatches. They force double teams. Justin Houston's a guy who forces double teams. When that goes away, there's an extra player that you can assign someplace else to handle somebody else on the defense.
It looked like that was a freak accident, freak injury with his elbow. He's got to be able to rehab and get that elbow back to 100% because it's such an important part of the pass rush, using your hands, using your arms, getting that extension to keep those offensive linemen off of you and getting engaged. So getting healthy in the offseason is number one.
I don't think he has any weaknesses, really. You know, I think he's very quick off the ball. I think he's strong. I think he's developed some pass rush moves that he feels comfortable with. I think he's more valuable as a pass rusher, but I think there's also a value in using him in different ways so the offense doesn't know exactly what's coming.
I think he just needs to continue to look to make sure that he's got more weapons in his bag of tricks and how to beat people, and then Bob Sutton needs to continue to create opportunities for him to maximize those tools.
Entering his second season as Chiefs running backs coach, Eric Bieniemy brings years of experience to the staff, both as a coach and as a player. An All-American running back at the University of Colorado, he totaled over 3,900 rushing yards in his career and guided his team to a national championship in 1990. Bieniemy then went on to play 9 years in the NFL, 4 seasons with the Chargers and Bengals, and finished up his career in Philly under then-rookie head coach Andy Reid. Although he's not strapping on the pads anymore, Bieniemy continues to excel on the gridiron. I sat down with Coach Bieniemy in this week's one-on-one. So how much different is this offseason than the last?
A lot more laid back. Last year was pretty intense. And it wasn't so much that it was intense because of not knowing what to do. It was knowing what we were doing and just getting it all together and trying to figure it out, getting it into the playbook, getting the game plan together, trying to figure out who we were as an offense, trying to figure out who the players are. But it was a fun process, and now it's more laid back. We get to enjoy it. Obviously, there's still a lot of work going on, but the thing is now we know who we are. We know what we need to do moving forward.
Jamal took it to another level last season. What are your thoughts on his performance from 2013?
You know what? I thought he had a real, real good season. I mean, it was fun working with him, obviously. Always knew he could run the ball. But having that opportunity to work with him and watching the things that he did, obviously he had a tremendous year. He ran the ball very well, did an outstanding job of catching the ball. And more than anything, I love the way he did a great job in pass protection. But there's so many things that he can improve upon. I think he can be so much better. So am I excited about the things that he's done? Yes, I am. I'm even more excited moving forward because we can get much better.
How would you describe Jamal's style as a running back?
I guess the best way to explain it is Jamal's style. You know, Jamal is fast. He's explosive. He has great vision. He does a great job of being patient. He can put his foot down and accelerate with the best of them. He's also obviously very valuable out in the backfield, does a great job of catching screens, does a great job on the perimeter, lining up as a receiver. I guess he's just multi-dimensional. You know what, I will say this. He's a great football player that happens to play the running back position.
We all love to see the big runs and touchdowns from Jamal, but what is it, as a coach, one aspect of Jamal's game that you're most proud of?
His professionalism. Comes to work every day. You know, he takes pride in studying, does a great job of taking notes. Those are the type of people that you want to work with, not just the players that you're going to see that have the success on the field, but knowing what makes him who he is. Those are the things, you know, that get you excited about working with a kid like that.
How does the running back group mesh and work together?
You know what, I got a good group. They're fun to work with. One guy that gets left out of the equation a lot is Anthony Sherman, who's our fullback. And, I mean, he's the hammerhead that makes it all happen.
It's our corner. Let's go. Come on.
These guys, they get along well. They're all the professionals. They understand their job. They have a great deal of fun, and they challenge each other every day.
You're rolling, baby. Rolling.
Nile Davis, how did he progress through his rookie year?
You know what? He did a good job. He did a real good job. Obviously, I know coming in as a rookie, everybody wants that instant success. And obviously, he struggled some early on. But one thing now kept doing, he just kept working at it and kept working on it. Obviously, he's going to be that much better because now he knows the system. He's more comfortable in it. And now he knows what is expected of him. So we're expecting great things from him moving forward.
You've coached some great backs. Prior to last season, you were in Minnesota with Adrian Peterson. Where does Jamal rank with the running backs you've worked with?
You know what? He's up there, you know, and what makes him very unique is just what we talked about earlier. You know, not only can he run it, but he can catch it. And then on top of that, he does a great job of sitting in there and picking up blitzes. But they're two unique players, and obviously I've been very, very blessed to work with two great players.
Coming up, we hear from Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and former Chiefs long snapper, Kendall Gammon, as they break down the unique ability of Jamaal Charles.
Hey, let's go. There's going to be a lot of opportunities out there on the field, bro.
And later, we relive some of the best moments of the 2013 season as we've got the Chiefs wired for sound.
Hey, Sean's been like a good addition. Like, yeah.
Like a solid killer.
Yeah. That beard.
There are over 3 billion phone calls made in the United States every day. It's easy to take one for granted, but some calls should not be ignored or sent to voicemail, because the fate of a kingdom is on the line.
Turn it in.
We're going to take it.
The kingdom is calling. Who's going to answer?
Welcome back to Red and Gold. In the 2013 season, Jamaal Charles continued to torch defenses with his ability to both run and catch the ball. Charles led the NFL with 19 touchdowns, racking up nearly 2,000 yards along the way. I sure hope you had him on your fantasy team. With his world-class sprinter speed, Jamaal Charles is a threat to score anytime he touches the ball. In this week's Chiefs Live Overdrive, we head to the film room and break down the dynamic playmaking ability of Jamaal Charles.
And on Charles, run to the near side, he's got the open field.
It's going to be hit and obliterated. It's sacked by Tom Mahali.
Wants to throw for
ball, he had the 30 and the 20. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Jamaal Charles had a phenomenal season. He had one of the best years in NFL and Chiefs history as an all-purpose back. He had 19 touchdowns. That led the National Football League. And Kendall, he accounted for nearly 40% of the entire Chiefs offense. So how did he go to another level?
Mitch, I think when head coach Andy Reid came to town, he recognized in Jamaal Charles a running back with true deep threat ability. This, coupled with the running skills he had, allowed offensive coordinator Doug Peterson to get as creative as they liked. Here's an example, Oakland, week 6.
The Chiefs are facing a big third and long early in the game with three wide receivers and a tight end split out wide. They're leading the defense to think they're going to pass the ball downfield, but Alex is going screen all the way. Facing man coverages, these receivers are going to simply clear their defenders completely out of the picture. Jamaal is then able to slip past the pass rush and follow a wall of blockers to an easy third down conversion.
A well-executed screen of 25 yards.
That's a perfect match of a great play design, perfectly utilizing a great player. Another example came in week 4 against the Giants. Facing third and goal from the 2, a touchdown would put the Chiefs up 3 scores, effectively putting the game away. Before the play begins, Dexter McCluster motions across the formation, faking a reverse and pulling a corner to the opposite side of the play. Meanwhile, Dwayne Bowe and Sean McGrath will run routes into the flat, taking 2 more defenders that way. The pre-snap motion confuses the defense and they forget all about Jamaal underneath.
And sprint out action, wide open, touchdown, Jamaal Charles!
Touchdown, game over, and they really made it look easy.
Kendall, that was an impressive play at the time. It was almost like every week, Andy Reid and Doug Peterson were thinking of new ways of using Jamaal. Wheel routes, screen plays, and then out of the pistol formation with zone reads with Alex Smith. He became a matchup nightmare.
Mitch, he was a matchup nightmare, and oftentimes you saw him lining up at wide receiver, and not just as a decoy, as we'll see here, week 1, Jacksonville.
The Chiefs are deep in Jacksonville territory early in the game. On second down, Jamaal motions to the outside to a receiver's position. They have a fairly basic route tree here, with Dwayne running a curl in the slot, Donnie running an out, and Fasano running a drag underneath. But the key here is Jamaal. As he motions outside, a linebacker follows him out into the flat. That tells Alex that he's got man coverage against the linebacker. A huge mismatch. As the play starts, you can see Alex looks that way from the start. The throw is on target, and Jamaal grabs it for a big gain.
setting up the Chiefs' first touchdown of the season. That's a wide receiver's route, and Mitch, he ran that about as well as you can run it.
Very impressive. And what's exciting, Kendall, is you know Andy Reid right now is thinking of another 200 ways to use Jamaal Charles this season.
It's up to us, right now for the whole day.
It's up to us, brother, keep this rolling.
Stay tuned. When Red and Gold returns, we relive some of the best moments of the 2013 season as we've got the Chiefs wired for sound.
And off lead play, right, Charles, 30 at the 25. Skipped off the tackle.
Welcome back to Red and Gold. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be on the field during a game? You wouldn't believe it. Now, I'm not talking about the sidelines. I'm talking about literally on the field. Although you and I may never suit up for a game at Arrowhead Stadium, we have the next best thing. In this week's Access Arrowhead, we give you an exclusive look inside the game as you hear from the players and coaches wired for sound.
Hey, let's go. There's going to be a lot of opportunities out there on the field, bro. We got to make them. We got to make them. Take advantage of it. We here. We stunting all day, bro.
Y'all know what's up. Y'all know it's our destiny. Like Coach said, we don't want to leave this field and regret anything tonight.
It's all about us. Nobody else, bro. Nobody else, bro.
The boys are not ready to see us right now. They don't want to see us right now. They don't want to see us right now. It's up to doing right now for the whole day.
It's up to us, bro, to keep this rolling.
All day. Protect yourself. Protect each other, bro.
Play hard. Play strong. Play smart. The whole time.
Yep. We need it out of everybody today. Yeah. Everybody.
Y'all boys ready?
Hell yeah.
Y'all boys ready?
Hell yeah.
Bring it in. Bring it in. Lock in. Focus. And we're going to smash these boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Let go. 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 Let go.
If we go under, I'm going to take them. If we go under, I'm going to take them.
Come on. Let's go get this ball. Let's go get this ball.
We good. This is where we make plays at, dog. This is where we make plays at, bro.
Low and tough right here. We got it.
You feel this weather? I'm telling you right now, when we lay the wood on these guys, it's going to hurt 10 times more.
Let's go.
It's
a run.
It's a throw under pressure. Fires it late, and the pass is broken up.
All rushes, right?
That's all rushes.
All right.
On the left side of the field. Kansas City the Chiefs get a takeaway.
You know how, Eli. You know how, Eli. You know how, Eli. You know how, Eli.
There are over 3 billion phone calls made in the United States every day. It's easy to take one for granted. But some calls should not be ignored or sent to voicemail. Because the fate of a kingdom is on the line.
Turn it in.
We'll go take it.
Your kingdom is calling. Who's going to answer?
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Red and Gold. If you missed any of the show, to get caught up, go to kcchiefs.com. To keep up with the Chiefs 24/7, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Prizes are given away all the time, and we keep you in the know of all things Chiefs. Until next time, go Chiefs!
Toss power trap.